Good morning. It's the 19th of February. Today we're going to conclude the exhortation from Brother Harry Tennant. We left yesterday with the Lord on the cross, and our final words were, "We must thank God that our Lord surrendered himself to save us, and in so doing, he did save himself." His earthly possessions became the perquisites of the four soldiers. But even they had a quandary. The seamless robe. It was too good to spoil. It had to remain intact. It was like the robe of a priest in its meaning. It was like the wholeness of the character of Christ, in which his manhood and divine sonship were blended without seam. It represented his perfect righteousness. All creation was to pay its homage. The sun hid its face as though in shame, and there was darkness as over Egypt before the death of the firstborn. The darkness was at least over all the land of Israel, if not even more widely. What did Caesar think? And the elders and chief priests? The earth trembled as at Sinai, a witness of things yet to come, when the Lord shall yet once more shake not the earth only, but also heaven and the sea and the dry land. And then there is the inexpressible meaning of, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? From Psalm 22. Maybe Jesus spoke these words aloud as he commenced to recite to himself the whole of the psalm. In his dying moments, there was a further witness from the law. Christ needed moisture for his mouth in order to speak his last words. The sponge filled with vinegar was passed up to him on a hyssop reed. Hyssop was used at Passover, when the first covenant was given, for the cleansing of the leper, for the wonderful work of cleansing from death in the red heifer, and at the Day of Atonement. It had to be a hyssop reed at Calvary, to fulfil all the types. Mark says he cried with a loud voice. We know what he said. It is finished. Words so like the end of Psalm 22. And, Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit. The word was made flesh in a double sense, by birth and by living and dying. Everything had been perfected. No one records simply, he died. Mark and John say, he gave up the spirit. Matthew, he yielded up his spirit. And Luke, into thy hands I commend my spirit. And having said thus, he gave up the spirit. It is almost as though there was a conscious surrendering of his last breath. The rendering back of that originally given when God breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. At that moment, the great veil in the temple was rent by an invisible hand from top to bottom, an act of God that the way into the holiest might be made known. In the absence of all others, this declaration came from the mouth of a nameless Gentile. Truly, this man was the Son of God. He glorified God, saying, certainly this was a righteous man. There was a Joseph at his birth. There was a Joseph at his death, of honourable estate, coming with myrrh and aloes along with his friend Nicodemus, who at last came out into the open. Now barred from keeping the Passover, they gave the Passover lamb a good, if hasty, burial. Christ was with the rich in his death. The tomb, wherein was never man yet laid. Here was a deeper truth than ever man perceived. There had never been a tomb in which a perfectly righteous man had lain. The great stone at the door was no barrier when the time arrived. When the sun was risen, all was made known. The angel sitting on the stone signified that the great work was over. Thanks be to God. Thank you for listening.